You're listening to Up Close and Personal with Headley, with your host, Taylor Kay.
Welcome back to Up Close and Personal with Headley. We're sharing an exclusive interview with acoustic performances, plus hits from Headley over the years. Perfect is from their Show Must Go album and earned the band an award last year for Best Music Video at the Junos. Perfect, Headley, Up Close and Personal.
Falling 1,000 feet per second, you still take me by surprise. I just know we can't be over. I can see it in your eyes. Making every kind of silence takes a lot to realize. It's worse to finish than to start all over and never let it lie. And as long as I can feel you holding on, I won't fall. Even if you said I was wrong, I'm not. What I said I would do from the start. I'm not alive if I'm lonely, so please don't leave. Was it something I said or just my personality? Takes a lot to realize. It's worse to finish than to start all over and never let it lie. And as long as I can feel you holding on, I won't fall. Even if you said I was wrong, I know that I'm not perfect, but I keep trying, 'cause that's what that's what I said I would do from the start. I'm not alive if I'm lonely, so please don't leave. Was it something I said or just my personality? I'm not perfect, but I keep trying, 'cause that's what something I said, or just my self, just myself, myself, just
was perfect on Up Close and Personal with Headley. Again, parts of the show was filmed and taped in front of a live studio audience. All You Get Is Sound, one of my favorite songs on Headley's latest album, Storms. However, as Jacob revealed to us, the song makes him sad.
The song makes me really sad for personal reasons.
Tell me why.
Because sometimes the space between the sound is just as loud. And oftentimes this song just reminds me of absence.
Was this a love note to someone saying, kind of, I'm sorry for being away, but I'm going to come back, wait for me? Is that what, am I digging too deep,
no,
Jacob?
No, it was a little bit more of a farewell.
Oh, now I'm sad.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the reality of things,
really,
isn't
sad.
It? You asked.
You got to say goodbye sometimes.
Got it out of me, yeah.
And that just kind of goes to show that every song means something different to everybody else. You know, yeah. Like song like Sound means something different than me and Chris and Tom than it does to Jake. But, you know, like another song, like, well, and to you guys, too, might mean something completely different. And, you know, after we've put it out, it's, you know, it could be whatever you want it to be.
Let's take a question from the audience.
Yes, so let's come over here.
Shooting from the hip here.
All right, question over here.
What was your favorite memory from the tour so far?
From this tour?
You know what? Can I take this one, guys? You know, we had something that's never, and we kind of talked about this briefly, but we had something that's never really happened on a big tour for us, where fans have kind of taken it upon themselves to create moments in the show. And it was a couple nights ago, and all of a sudden we see all these paper hearts just all of a sudden appear out of nowhere. And it really kind of blew us away because it's the first time something like that's happened. And we're actually going to, incorporate it into maybe possibly a show or something. But it's something very neat that happened.
And you guys give back to your fans a lot. I mean, even in the beginning of Headley, you guys would, you know, shake everyone's hands and meet them, you know, at the end of the show. I mean, obviously that's impossible now.
Now we just French kiss them.
Oh, that's... Is that how you had the baby, Tommy?
What started? I'll explain later.
Is okay. That how you think babies are made?
Yes.
Straight out of the belly button.
Are you ready now?
Yeah.
Think? All right, up close and personal with Headley. Come on, guys, make some noise.
Get his sound. Take me away.
all you get is sound on Up Close and Personal with Hedley. I'm Taylor Kay, sharing some of the acoustic performances we had with the boys earlier this month. Now, I'm not ashamed to say I'm a bit of a geek. I dig, I do my research, and you'll never guess what I dug up on Jacob Hogarth. Take a listen.
Now, you started giving back at a young age. Was it true that you taught Sunday school? Jacob? Is it true?
I feel like I'm in the audience myself right now. I want this answer so bad.
Like to 3- and 4-year-olds?
Yeah. Yeah. When I was like 14.
What 15. A sweet guy.
Was that part of community service?
Yeah, it was community service.
I have a question. How many of these children that you taught are now incarcerated?
Almost all of them, I would imagine.
And I mean, and of course, now you're involved with a big charity. You guys probably get approached all the time for different charities, and you're with?
We are very proud co-sponsors of Free the Children.
So tell us about Free the Children.
Free the Children is an organization.
Heck yeah.
Free the Children is an organization that I would say is essentially responsible for establishing an infrastructure where kids in high school can now easily access and find a way to give back thanks to things like social media and Free the Children's ability to sort of establish a community where kids can easily get on board from, whether it's the internet or it's through their schools, which is their main point of access. They've essentially created a successful way for people to be able to plug into this. And that is really important for us because it's something, again, that was absent when we were growing up. It's for kids and it's by kids and it's kids that raise money for kids across the world. So,
and you guys, did you guys go to, it was India you went?
We've been to Africa and we've been to India. Yeah, no, actually every time we go travel with Free the Children, we there's so much going on the trip that we don't get to spend as much time as we'd like to building. We, you know, it's like, okay guys, it's your building house day, and we're like, oh man,
we just put the sleeves up, we're ready, like, let's do this.
Yeah, and like no, we gotta go visit some villages and do all this stuff. We're like, no, we just want to build a house, come on, let's do something.
So we're getting faster every time though, because like I remember when we first went to Kenya and we're like, you know, putting the bricks and the mortar on like a layer of school, and then you know when we did it in India last year, we were rocking and rolling. So next trip, I think, you know, one of our things, I think we'll just want to do that and spend more time just focusing on that. And that way we can be like, here, you know,
the house that Hedley built.
The reason we don't is because we spend our time sort of covering everything else that goes on there. And it's a way, and we've realized that the best way that we can contribute to what Free the Children is doing is by showing other people, like our incredible fans that have also got on board with this. And daily we hear from people that go, thanks so much for making that video about your trip to India. It really inspired me. And now I'm involved with Free the Children. And that, for us, is our end game, because it's our opportunity to share with people what they're doing. And that's how we can help.
Excellent.
Up Close and Personal with Hedley for the nights I can't remember.
I see it in the way you would do when no one else could ever get through. Holding back till I come around. Time and time again, you wait for me to come in. And did you really look my way? 'Cause no one could have seen this coming. I would never let you down if I was running backwards in full time. So and I will, and you'll see your hero come running over and over tonight. And I do wanna love you if you see me running back. And I do wanna try. Your world on hold for me, gave a way to follow failure through the fire. I need you to know I will. Believe me, girl, I'm so tired of running. I just wanna hold your hand, stare at you like you've got everything I need. And I can, so I will, and you'll see your hero come around. I
A one-hour special featuring a special live acoustic performance and interview. This is Up Close and Personal.